Blog Talk Radio.
In your arms, you
I don't know how many of you really love him today, but I love him with my whole heart, my mind, and my soul, everything that is within me. I love Jesus. Hallelujah.
God, on tonight. Praise God, on tonight. Hallelujah. Take me to the King. Take me, hallelujah, to the throne. God, tonight, amen. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah, Worldwide Ministries. We want to thank all of y'all for calling in. Everybody, amen, tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah, the number one health program in the world. We thank God for you all on tonight. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, on tonight. We're going to go ahead and open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercy, your forgiveness, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our strength on today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for us being able just to get up and move around and about, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, just for being there with us every step of the way. Lord, we just want to praise you on tonight. We just want to magnify you on tonight. Hallelujah. We just want to lift you up on tonight. Hallelujah on tonight. Lord, we thank you for the word that you are going to bring forth on tonight. Hallelujah. We just ask that you sit us down, that you open up our hearts, our minds, and our ears so that we can receive what you have to say to the church on tonight. And Lord, we praise you, we love you, and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God on tonight. We thank God. Hallelujah for each and every person who called in and tuned in once again. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ. We want to welcome y'all to Thursday Night Thunder. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. And tonight, of course, we have on with us Sister Valencia Scott. She's bringing forth a dynamic word from God. Hallelujah. In just a few minutes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Right now, we want to go, amen, to our opening scripture on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go, amen, to Psalms 100. Amen on tonight. And the Bible reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye the Lord, he is God. It's he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Praise God. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading and the word. Hallelujah. I want to look at verse number one on tonight. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to take you back for a minute. The writer of this, who is believed to be King David, is expressing, amen, how he feels that we should act when we are coming into the presence of God. Hallelujah, amen. And he says, when you come into the presence of God, hallelujah, you are to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah, unto the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. One verse says, shout praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah, wherever you are from. Amen, all ye lands. I want you to know, amen, that nobody is excluded, amen, from praising God. Hallelujah, amen. Nobody is excluded, amen, from being in the presence of God. Hallelujah, amen. He said, all ye lands, all ye lands. He said, I don't care where you're from, what side of the tracks you are from. I don't care if you're from the suburbs or the hood. Amen. I don't care if you're from the projects or the mansions. Hallelujah, on tonight. He says, I want everything. Hallelujah. Another scripture tells us everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. So what are we saying on tonight? That no matter where you are from, hallelujah, no matter, amen, what your nationality is, amen, no matter what your social standing is, amen, no matter what your financial standing is, amen. The Lord says, let everything that has breath, no matter where you are from, to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. take it just one step further, because when the writer wrote this, in order to be in the presence of God, you had to go to the tabernacle, hallelujah, where the Ark of the Covenant was, and the Spirit of God believed to be rested on the Ark of the Covenant. You had to go to be in, to be in the presence of God, to get into the presence of God. You had to go to where the presence of God was, hallelujah. But that was pre-cross, hallelujah. That was before Christ came and died for each and every one of our sins. Now, hallelujah, the presence of God is always with us because we have the Holy Spirit with us, who is the third person of God. Hallelujah, amen. So if you believe that you got the Holy Ghost, that means God is always with you. So watch this. That doesn't mean that you got to get ready to get into the presence of God. That means that you are already, hallelujah, in the presence of God. And this is the attitude that you should always have. This ain't an attitude just for, and this ain't an attitude just for Bible studies, just because you got a 3 o'clock program or y'all got something going on at the church on Saturday. Now you want to fix your attitude, hallelujah, and come in. Oh, well, praise the Lord, hallelujah. No, that's not just for Sunday. It's not just for show. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. I believe we're talking to the church folks tonight. You know the church folks. You act like that on church when you go to church. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. But the Bible says you are to make a joyful noise unto the Lord all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because now you are always in the presence of God. Therefore, your attitude should change. Hallelujah. Praise God. You should always have a joyful attitude. You should always be praising God. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to get to a point where you stop thanking people and start thanking God. Watch this. Somebody going to give you some money, you're going to say, well, praise God. It's not like you disregarding the person, but you realize now that God is working through that person. So you give God the glory, the honor, and the praise for everything that happens in your life, because now you have come to realize that all things are working together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. So your attitude has changed to where now you just happy all the time. Hallelujah. You happy when people think you should be sad. Hallelujah. You happy when people think you ought to be depressed. Hallelujah. Amen. You just got through arguing, and you mean to tell me you ain't mad, you done got over it that quick. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because my attitude has changed. I'm not the person that I used to be, because now I realize I am forever in the presence of God. And since I am forever in his presence, I will forever make a joyful noise unto him, no matter where I'm at and no matter where I'm from. Hallelujah. No matter what my nationality is. Hallelujah. Amen. No matter what you think about me. Hallelujah. No matter what I think about myself. Hallelujah. I'm going to make a joyful noise unto God, because we are always in God's presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And speaking of making a joyful noise unto the Lord, hallelujah, we're going to go to our time, amen, of testimony service. This is the time. Hallelujah, amen. And those of you that are on the line on tonight, if you choose to, amen, this is the time where you come forth, amen, and you testify on the goodness of the living God. Hallelujah, on the goodness of things that God has done for you today. Hallelujah. Some of y'all ain't got to go back some weeks. God has done something for you on today. Hallelujah. Amen. It might be small for somebody else, but for you, that was a big obstacle. Hallelujah. That was something you had to get over, but God did it for you today. Hallelujah. Amen. And you ought to testify about it. You ought to let the world know, hallelujah, what God can do. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Also, if you have a prayer request, hallelujah, if you got something, you need some healing on tonight, some deliverance on tonight, some answers on tonight, some salvations on tonight, hallelujah, amen, and you want to put that on the throne of grace, we invite you to do so. Those of you watching on Facebook Live, hallelujah, you can leave your testimonies and prayer requests in the comments, although we do encourage you, amen, to call in. Praise God, amen. The number to the line is 516-666-9976. 617-667. Hallelujah. Once again, that number is 516. Hallelujah. 666. Hallelujah. 9967. Praise God. You call that number, you will be connected directly. Hallelujah. Into the program on tonight. And we will, amen, put that prayer request on the throne of grace. But if you don't want to do that, you can feel free, hallelujah, to leave your testimonies or comments your testimonies or prayer requests in the comment box at the bottom of your screen. Praise God. So without further ado, I'm going to open up the line at this time. Praise God. If there be one on the line tonight with a testimony or prayer request, the line is open at this time. Will there be one?
Amen, amen. I want to give an honor to God. It's ahead of my life. I want to thank God for life. Also thank God for having the activity of my limbs. I also want to thank God for having my right mind. And I just want to thank God just to be in his presence one more time. I know that we all tired, everybody work, everybody got a lot of stuff going on, but I still got to just give God thanks for everything that he's doing and what he have not allowed to happen in my life. And my prayer request, Elder, is just for strength to get to this next level that you have me be in. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Sister Valencia on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we will put that prayer request on the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony or another prayer request on the line on tonight? Amen, amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. Then we're going to bring our speaker up on tonight. Now, if you come on the line and you didn't get a chance to testify, hallelujah, maybe it wasn't on your heart at this time, we will be opening up the line again after the word of God has gone forth. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace at this time. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to come before you one more time to tell you thank you. We're going to come before you one more time, Lord, to tell you how much we love you. Hallelujah. We want to come before you one more time to magnify you and praise your holy name, to thank you, Lord, for each and everything that you've done in our lives on today. Hallelujah. The things that we've looked over, the things that we've taken for granted, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to come before you right now and tell you thank you. We want to magnify you for it, Lord. The things that we don't even know that you're doing in our lives, we praise you for it. Hallelujah. The doors that we ain't got to that you've already unlocked, we praise you for it. Hallelujah. The path that you've made straight, hallelujah, that was crooked, that you've done, that we ain't even got to the path yet. Lord, we thank you for it right now. We thank you, Lord, for ordering our steps. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah, for making everything work to our good. Hallelujah. You said, Lord, that if we take a seat at your right hand, that you would make our enemies our footstools. Hallelujah. We thank you for that right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That the enemy may form the weapon. The enemy may think that they're going to win. Hallelujah. But we thank you on tonight that you've already set forth a decree. Hallelujah. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. On tonight, we praise you for it on tonight. Hallelujah. That you are preparing tables in the presence of our enemies. Hallelujah. We praise you for that. We magnify you for that. We may not even see it happening, but we thank you, Lord, that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. That we don't have to fight our own battles, because vengeance is yours, says the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that you follow what you say, that if you speak it, it shall be done, because you are not a man that you shall lie, nor a son of man that you shall have to repent. If you said you're going to do a thing, you're going to do it. And we thank you for that right now. We have confidence in you, and we appreciate you for each and everything that you've done in our lives. Touch each and every person on the line on tonight. Touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord. Hallelujah. Begin a good work in them. Hallelujah. We thank you for them on tonight. Hallelujah. You know their prayer requests. You know what they need in their their lives. They might not have voiced it, but you know above all things, Lord. Hallelujah. You know what we're thinking about before we start thinking it. So you know what we're worrying about. Hallelujah. Before we even start worrying about it. Hallelujah. Send your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to comfort them in that time. Hallelujah. Help them to see, Lord, that you are with them. Hallelujah. And as long as you are with them, hallelujah, we are going to make it to the other side. No storm shall stop us. Hallelujah. No hater can, hallelujah, hinder us. Hallelujah. No devil can throw us off track. We praise you for that right now. Hallelujah. We magnify you for it right now. Touch the speaker of the hour. Hallelujah. Continue to strengthen her, Lord, as she takes her walk with you. Hallelujah. Continue molding her and shaping her. Hallelujah. Continue leading her and guiding her, Lord. And we thank you for everything that you are doing and have already done in her life. Hallelujah. We praise you for it on today. Oh, hallelujah. You're truly worthy. Worthy to be praised, Lord. Hallelujah. And we pray all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. That God has sent this woman of God on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. She is no stranger to us. She's here every Thursday night. Amen. And she also has her own prayer line. Prayer changes things. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about none other than our very own Sister Valencia Scott. She is about to come forth and bring forth the word. So as she come forth, get ready to clear your mind. Hallelujah. And prepare to receive what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church on tonight. Hallelujah. So without further ado, I present to some. Hallelujah. And introduce to others, none other than our very own Sister Valencia Scott. Sister Valencia is in your hands. Allow the Lord to have his way on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder, to your beautiful wife, to all the saints that's on the line. Let me go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to thank you, Father, for allowing us to see another day, Father God, in our right mind. Father God, I just want to thank you for just being on the prayer line one more time, just to be in your presence, Father God. I pray you just continue to create in us the pure heart and renewing us the right spirit, Father God. Anything that's not of you, Father, we pray that you take it out. We are praying, Father, that you just continue to mold and shape us into the people of God, that you will have us be, Father God. As I bring forth the word, Father, your word, Father God, I pray that you hide me behind the veil, hide me behind the cross, Father God. Remove Valencia completely, Father, and have your way through me, Father. And I just thank you for what you're about to do on this line, Father God. We will continue to give you honor, glory, and praise because you are just that good. I pray that someone will be encouraged tonight. In the name of Jesus, heal, deliver, and set free. And Father, we will continue to give you the honor, continue to give you the glory, and continue to give you the praise. In your precious Son Jesus' name, amen and amen. And saints, the scriptures that I'm going to be coming from tonight will be Matthew 14:22-33. Again, I'm coming from Matthew 14:22-33. And the word says, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, from the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, it is you. Command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out on the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was, victorious, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. And he said to him, O ye of little faith, why do you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. And the word I have for tonight is, you have to stay focused. And the definition for focus is of a person or their eyes adapted to the prevailing level of light and become able to see clearly, pay particularly attention to. And also I got the definition of faith. Faith is substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So when I was trying to figure out which word of God, which word I was going to bring, I got to talk about faith, and also got to talk about being focused, because we got to stay focused. As saints, sometimes we limit God. We say what God can do and what God cannot do. We think, okay, if Jesus allowed Peter to walk on water, why is faith, we think that we can't walk on water? Why we don't have that kind of faith? Why we don't believe God when he say that he can do something, that he can do it? Why is our faith like at this wavering level? We say that we trust God. We have faith in certain areas, but we don't trust God completely. Like when Peter got to walking on the water, and this is what God do. A lot of situations, it's not literally walking on water, but it's certain situations that God put us in. It's a test of our faith. He want to see, do we completely trust him? I like to always give examples of things that I went through far as levels of faith and about me continue to stay focused. See, Peter automatically stopped thinking. Why? Because he took his eyes off God. And how you take your eyes off God, that means you got distracted. That means something happened beyond your control, which is always is a trick of the enemy. He always going to throw something your way to try to make you start thinking. Just like Peter started thinking. He saw Jesus, but because of fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Fear is not real, but it's a tactic of faith. So he threw some fear at Peter. That's when Peter automatically started seeking, knowing that he sees Jesus. He know he could see Jesus. He know what Jesus can do. He is one of the 12 disciples. Peter has seen Jesus heal people. He has seen Jesus heal the blind, heal the sick. He has seen Jesus feel millions of people. So Peter know who Jesus is. So why is it when he saw Jesus and Jesus said, come to me, Peter, he started sinking? It's because of fear and also not enough faith. And then we doubt God. As saints, we got to stop doubting God. If God said that he's going to do something for you, you got to believe it. And another thing, saints, we got to stand on the word of God. You have to stand on what God says. And we have to live like they live in the Bible. The Bible is nothing but miracles after miracles. He left the word down here so we can get into the word and study the word and believe everything that he said that he's going to do. If God said that he's going to give you this new building, you got to trust God. It don't matter what it looks like at this particular time. It don't matter how it feels like at this particular time. It don't even matter what type of money you have at this particular time. If God said he's going to give you a church, you're going to get that church. If God said he's going to give you that car debt free, where you don't have to pay nothing on that car, it don't matter what it looks like. If God said somebody's going to bless you with that car, you're going to get that car. Same thing with the house. Same thing with the job, relationships, anything that God say that he's going to do, I guarantee you God is going to do it. God is not a liar. Man lie, but God does not lie. And I just going to give y'all like a few demonstrations of far as your faith level, of far as trust in God, far as faith. Okay, last Sunday, I was talking about the far as being delivered off cigarettes. That took some faith. I knew for a fact, saints, that I could not do it on my own willpower. I don't have enough power to stop Valencia from smoking nothing. All I know is when I got on my knees and I know that I surrendered and I completely gave it to God, completely gave it to him. Not saying I might slip back. No, when I got on my knees and I cried and I prayed to God and I said, God, I need you to take this away from me. He took it because I used my faith. I didn't backslide. I didn't get on no patch, y'all. I didn't do none of that. God completely delivered me. If he did it in the biblical days, I have to believe that he can do it now. I'm going to talk about jobs right now. I'm talking about faith now. You got to have, I told you, I have crazy faith. Okay, God had put me in so many situations where my faith had to be tested. Far as me, far as the job. Okay, let me see. I have now, okay, y'all, I have now worked like in years. I'm talking about like over 10 years, which means I don't have a qualification to have no job. The last time I had a job, y'all, I was in my 20s. I'm 41 years old. But the God that I serve, it was prophesied that you will be working because it's ministry work that God wants me to do. I'm like, okay, I don't believe it. I'm serious. I did not believe that, but I am working. And the way my faith is, I don't look at myself like I don't say that I'm going to get paid minimum wage. The God that I serve, by me knowing that I pay my tithes and I pay my offering, when I get on my knees and I go to my God and I need something from my God, if I say, God, I need you, let this job pay me $12.50, I guarantee you God would allow it to happen. Why? My faith. This job that I have now, I work at Kroger. It was prophesied. Put the application in. That day it was prophesied. I put the application in. That day it was prophesied. 2 days later, I had an interview. You can't tell me about faith. See, when something prophesied as well, you got to move. And not only move, you got to believe. And not only believe, you got to claim it. I said, Mom, I'll be working at Kroger. She said, okay, listen, my nene. Okay, I said, Mama, I'm going to be working at Kroger. She could not believe it because the email came to her phone, and I had my interview. That was just in 3 days, y'all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It don't take God long to do anything. Now, I didn't start working immediately because God had to move some things, maneuver some things for me to start work. I started working like 2 weeks later, but I'm talking about faith. I'm talking about moving when God say move. Okay, another thing that I've done, I have interviewed it. My interview to play, it's on DVD. I didn't have not $1 to do that. I didn't have no money. I did not do it. God did it. God said, you do the play. I said, God, how am I going to do a play? And I don't have no money. He said, you're going to step out there on faith. I cannot tell nobody how to do anything if I did not go through it. I didn't have a penny, y'all, but the play got done. I had people that was in the play. God sent people to be in the play. I'm talking about faith. I'm talking about it was not looking right. I'm talking about people was not showing up for rehearsal. I mean, I had to change the play, I mean, on the day of. But I kept on trusting God. It did not look like it was going to work out. But like I said, the God that I serve, he allowed it to work out. It's for his glory. It has nothing to do with me. It's for his glory of saying, I can do this. I never thought I'd be no playwright or doing anything that I'm doing right now. But God already knew. I'm talking about faith, y'all. I'm talking about the stepping out there alone, looking crazy. Don't even know how you're going to do anything. Just knowing that you just trust in God, that God is going to do it. And I just thank God for all the things that he's doing into my life right now with all the different things and all about being faith and all about being focused. Because, see, I could have said, okay, you got to stay focused, okay? When things look crazy, even when it looks like it's not going to work out, you got to trust God. When God say he's going to do it for you, he's going to do it. He said, you're going to do this play. It wasn't looking good, child. I was getting very frustrated. I was not feeling good. Oh, Lord, but the Holy Ghost came. He came speaking to me. He came ministering to me, and the play became a success. It was very successful because I kept on going. I didn't say, well, ain't nobody showing up. I quit. That's what the devil wants you to do. I quit. I quit. I quit. I can't. It ain't going my way. Why is it happening this way? He wants you to quit. He don't want you to go through. You got to go through. See, everything that I'm going through right now, it's for somebody else's sake. It's got nothing to do with me. Everything that I go through, say, it's for me to encourage somebody else. Say, yes, you can go through this. It's not going to be pretty all the time. We want everything to be pretty. It ain't going to be pretty. Sometimes it's going to be very ugly. That's why you got to pray. That's why you got to fast. That's why people don't understand why I do things the way I do things. I have to stay in God's presence. I got to stay in his face. I got to stay on my knees seeking God. so he could tell me what to do the things that he wanted to bring forth to his people. Father is teaching about faith. Also, Father is about teaching about being focused. You're going to go through things. I'm telling you, like, okay, I'm the saint. I'm at my job. Everybody at my job ain't saved. But who is? Me. Saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. So who's the one supposed to be representing Christ? Me. What I look like, if they walking around cussing, I'm cussing with them too. That means you ain't compromised. That means you doing what they doing. If I say I'm the saint and God send me there, I found out later, it's assignment, and God send me there for assignment, oh, come on now, you know the enemy gonna come. He gonna throw everything he got at you. But what you cannot do, you can't quit. You got to stand on. I mean, it's some days I be upset. But I go in that bathroom, I say, excuse me for a moment. And I go into the restroom, I get to praying and all. It's on then. It's on. Don't let me get to praying. Because I'm not going to pick up a phone and call nobody. If I need prayer, I might text, like, can you pray for me? But if I can't get nobody, oh, I'm going to go into spiritual warfare. I'm going to go pray. And don't come. I tell people, I don't do this. I get back at you. You come for me, I'm going to tell my dad on you. And who is my dad? It's God. That's what I do. That's what we supposed to do as saints. You know, I so much miss. This is how so much miss. When we go through saints, we pick up. Not it's not. People say it's a telephone. It's actually called a helophone. Yeah, it's a helophone because our mouth. What we say out of our mouth, somebody make you mad, you pick up the phone with your helophone and you spread all that mess. And the enemy hear everything. And you say, oh, he messing with me. Nah, baby, he ain't messing with you. You just happen to open your mouth to tell him everything that was going on. And now he can wear you out with it. Instead of every time somebody make you upset, I'm giving y'all some tips on what I do. See, I used to do that. Every time somebody used to make me upset, I ran to my telephone and I talked about what happened to me, and the enemy had a field day with me. Oh, no, he don't have a field day with me because something bothered me. I go tell my daddy. I ain't got time to be on a telephone. I call it a telephone because that's what it is. It's a telephone. So since we got to stay focused. We got to have faith. We got to trust God. We got to believe God on everything that he said he's going to do. Just like people in the Bible. Just like Joseph. I don't know why the song is going. Okay. Just like, look at what Joseph had to go through. All this stuff Joseph went through. Look what David went through. Look what Moses went through. It was no picnic for them. Why is it, saints, that they can go through in the Bible, saints? We just act like we cannot go through anything, and we won't stay focused. We won't stay focused on one thing. We'll sink. We'll sink. We will not keep our eyes on God. We will not keep our eyes on the promise. We will not keep our eyes. If somebody, I know on this line, it's been prophesied. Something's been prophesied, and our faith is real. Like, I don't believe it. Why are you doubting God? If you alive today, it's no reason you should be doubting God. If you still here, I promise you got a purpose. Because the ones that he's not using no more, they're not here, y'all. So if you still here, it's a purpose. And you got to stay focused. And you got to work your faith. You got to work your faith. Just like you cut, when you wake up in the morning and you go in the bathroom and cut that light on, knowing that the light going to cut off, we got to have that same kind of faith with our Father. When you get in that car and crank that car up, you know that car going to stop. We got to have the same kind of faith. God wants us to run to him like we run to other things. He wants us to believe him. It hurt him so much that we don't trust him. It hurt God so much that we do not believe him. It hurt God so much. You like, Peter was with Jesus. He saw what Jesus can do. God left the book. We still don't believe him. We doubt him. And when we, that's doubt. God know when we doubt. You can say, you can tell anybody else that you don't doubt, but God knows your heart. God knows if you doubt or not. God, a lot of times, and I learned this too, I always like to talk about myself. A lot of times, the main reason a lot of my blessings was held up, doubt. A lot of reason my blessings are hung up, fear. Another thing, the main thing that kept my blessings hung up, my mouth. I talk too doggone much. God said, stop talking to people and talk to me. I hope you catch it. Stop talking to people and talk to me. Stop talking to people and talk to me. People can't do nothing. God is the only one that give you that miracle. God is the only one that can give you everything that your heart desires. God is the only one that's going to keep you. God is going to be the only one that's there. If nobody else around, if he send you on assignment, so low, and you're going to go on assignment, in the time where you got to be so low. And if you talking about Christ and they ready to kill you, that's the judgment time. Oh, yeah, you say, I love God. Yeah, I want to see how much you love God when they persecute you by yourself like they persecuted Jesus. He had 12 disciples, but Jesus knew he had to have that walk alone by himself. Okay, he had, this is what I'm talking about, saints. We got to get on our knees and pray and seek the Lord, because when he was about to be crucified, he asked his 12 disciples to pray. They went to sleep. Look, they're not the one that's getting nailed to the cross. This man is the one that's getting nailed to the cross. They went to sleep. People will stay there, pray for you, baby, they'll go to sleep. You got to learn how to even pray for yourself, and you got to learn how to walk by yourself. You got to learn how to be persecuted by yourself. Because when that time, you don't want to go through all this things. He said, I don't even know you. Your name not in this book. I don't know. You're doing it for me. You weren't doing it for me. Because if you're doing it for me, you need to be ready. You're going to go through some stuff. You're going to be hurt. Your heart going to be broken. You have to ask God to help you deal with forgiveness. Because people are going to break your heart. You got to go through Paris assassination. You got to lose all your money. You got to lose a couple of places, a couple of cars. You got to lose a lot of things. You got to be broken so God can use you. He got to break you so he can rebuild you. He can't, if you already fixed up together, he can't use you. He got to break you. He got to break you down. Then he start building you. You become this beautiful woman or this powerful man. So, saints, that's pretty much all I get about far as staying focused. And I just pray that we just continue to keep our eyes on God, not these things of the world. Continue to stay in his presence. Continue to pray. Fast, saints. Fast. And fasting ain't always about eating. You can fast. I fast from social media. I fast from my cell phone. Sometimes I have to fast from weeds. God might buy too many weeds. See, it's different type of things. When you put something in front of God, and it's about being honest with yourself, I'm honest. I'm very honest about me. When I feel like I'm putting something a little too much of God and I want something a little more than I want God, I back up. So if you see that you're putting something a little more than you put in God, just fast. It ain't got to just be eating. It can be anything. And that's all I got to say, Elder. Man of God, it's back in your hands. I am done. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. To stay focused. Praise God. Hallelujah. Stay focused. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, tonight for the woman of God. We thank you, Lord, for the word that she brought forth on tonight. Lord, we ask that word resonate in our hearts, our minds, and our souls, Lord. And, Lord, we also ask, Lord, that you bless the woman of God, that you continue molding and shaping her and leading her and guiding her in the direction that you want her to go. Hallelujah. Keep using her as your willing vessel, Lord. And we thank you right now, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, hallelujah, and amen. Praise God, hallelujah, on tonight. Stay focused. Keep your eyes on God, hallelujah, on tonight. I love that passage of Scripture, amen, because that passage of Scripture teaches us something that we even as Christians, don't want to come to grips with, and that's with if God is on your side, you are able to do the impossible. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus and Peter were walking on the water in the midst of a storm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Scientifically, that is impossible to do. There's a lot of things that we go through as Christians. Hallelujah. Emotionally, financially. Hallelujah. Amen. That are impossible in the eyes of other people. Hallelujah. I don't see how that marriage made it. I don't see how that ministry is making it. Hallelujah. I don't see how that those children, amen, ain't worse off than what they are. Hallelujah. I don't see how y'all are getting by, because for me looking at it, it is physically impossible for y'all to be accomplishing anything right now because of your situation. But regardless of the storm in your life, you done hopped out the boat, hallelujah, and started walking on the water. Praise God. Hallelujah. But as the woman of God said, when you take your eyes off God, hallelujah, see, you can do it long as you keep your eyes on Jesus. Long as you keep your eyes Hallelujah. Amen. On the prize. Praise God. You can make it there. But once you begin to be distracted by what's going on, now keep in mind it was going on before you started walking on the water. Hallelujah. You being distracted by something that was already going on before you ever started walking on the water. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't let the enemy distract you by something that was already there. My God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on tonight. Amen. We thank God for the woman of God. I want to open up the phone lines again. Once again, if you're out there, amen, watching us, praise God. Amen. And you want to, you have a testimony or a prayer request, feel free, leave it in the comments, or you can call in to the station, 516-666-9967. Call directly into the program. We can put it on the throne of grace. Hallelujah. We'll put it on the throne of grace if you leave it in the comments. So we're going to open the phone lines at this time. If you have a testimony, a prayer request, or maybe you have a word of encouragement for the woman of God on tonight, hallelujah, this would be the time. The phone lines are open. Will there be one?
Amen, amen. Woman of God, I just ask you just to keep doing what you're doing. Keep letting the Lord use you. And just don't come off the wall. No matter what's going on, no matter what's being said, God has called you to his people. And just keep doing what you're doing. He with you. He won't leave you nor forsake you. Amen.
Thank you, beautiful.
Amen, amen. Praise God. We thank God for First Lady Aisha on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony or prayer request on tonight? Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God, hallelujah, for each and every one of our callers who called in on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And we truly hope that everybody that called in and that listened in on tonight, that God blessed you with something on tonight. Praise God. The word was stay focused. We thank God for each and every one of you out there on Facebook. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. On tonight, Sister Montrell, we thank God for you. Brother James, Bishop James, we thank God for you on tonight. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Prophetess Tamiko, we thank God for you. Brother Harris, we thank God for you. Brother Wooten, we thank God for you as well. Praise God. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight, and we want to make sure that you take that word with you on tonight. Praise God. Wake up with it on tomorrow, and as you walk out your house on tomorrow to start your day, hallelujah, remember what the word of God was on tonight, and the word of God on tonight was to stay focused. Hallelujah. There's going to be a lot of things going on around you tomorrow. Hallelujah. But keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on God. And don't take your eyes off him. Praise God. Don't worry about what's going on around you at work. Don't worry about what's going on around you at school. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what's going on around you in the streets. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what's going on in their marriage, in their house. Hallelujah. Don't worry about how their kids over there acting. That ain't none of your concern about what's going on around you. You walk on your walk. Hallelujah. And you keep your eyes on your God. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Amen. We thank God once again for the woman of God. We thank God for the word that she brought forth on tonight. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We will be back online on Sunday night. Praise God, hallelujah, for more than an hour of power. So we invite y'all back to join us on Sunday night, hallelujah, to hear another word from the Lord. Amen. And once again, we want to thank Sister Valencia Scott. You can catch her again right here again next Thursday, praise God, right here, amen, on CARE TV and Radio Network. Praise God. We've had a blessed time in the Lord. We're going to go ahead and pray out for tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight for your word that you gave us on today. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for being present on the line with us on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for moving in a mighty way. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as we leave this place, but never your presence, Lord, help us to stay focused. Stay focused on you. Stay focused on the calling that you have put over our lives, Lord. Hallelujah. We will continue to thank you. We will continue to magnify you. We'll continue to praise you. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us who we are. Come back together again. Hallelujah. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Hallelujah. Don't forget. Praise God. Hallelujah. I say it before I say it again. Do not forget. Do not forget. Do not forget. Hallelujah. To say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Hallelujah. On behalf of the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Uncensored. Y'all have a blessed night.
May God bless.
Second Peter 1:3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. I have everything.
I have everything.
The great I am. I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He gives them to me every day.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself, and you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong, and I ain't rich. I'm talking well.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Wanted you to fall, you were meant for.
Love him, I love him, 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 love him